either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
Hassan Basri says, beware of being negligent when you are standing in Allah's court in salah. إِيَّاكَ يَنْظُرَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَتَنْظُرَ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ. Beware, Allah is looking at you and you are looking elsewhere. وَتَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةُ وَتَعَوَّذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَقَلْبُكَ سَاهِنْ لَا تَدْرِي مَا تَقُولُ بِلِسَانِكَ. With your tongue you are asking Allah for His Jannat. With your tongue you are seeking protection from Allah's Jahannam. But your heart is with the wife, and your heart is with the shop, and your heart is with the job, and your heart is with the business, and your heart is with things that you love besides Allah. Your heart is not even aware of what you are saying. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاؤُونَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. He says, Allahu Akbar. Every veil is removed. Allah is directly attentive to him. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah is replying to him. He goes into ruku'. Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim. Glory be to my Allah, who is the highest. Allahu liman hamida. Allah has heard the one who praised him. Rabbana lakal hamd. O my Allah, for you is all praise. He goes into sajda, puts his head on the ground before Allah. Greater submission, greater humility for this human being is impossible. On his tongue, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Glory be to my Allah, who is the highest. And not for one second is even the thought of Allah in his heart. His heart is empty of Allah. His heart is gone far away from Allah. هَكَذَا أُخْرِجَتْ عَذَمَةُ اللَّهِ مِنْ قُلُوبِ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. When effort of iman will not take place, when effort to establish the azmat of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the kibriyai of Allah, when the effort to break down the idols of the ghair of Allah, the effort to break down every other allegiance besides Allah, where morning till night, this tongue and this heart and this mind and this body invites only to Allah, defies everything else besides Allah, when that effort will not take place. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that like this, the azmat of Allah was taken out of the hearts of Bani Israel. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi said, the first bid'at that came into the ummah was the taking of the name of Allah without realizing who is Allah. Shahidat abdanuhum wa ghabat qulubuhum. Their bodies are present, their hearts are absent. وَلَا يَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ مِنْ عَبَدٍ عَمَلًا حَتَّى يَشْهَدَ بِقَلْبِهِ مَعْبَدَنِهِ. O kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will never accept any amal from his slave unless his heart is present with his body. 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years of my life has passed. If my shop doesn't meet the required targets for profit, it worries me. If my dunya is not increasing, it worries me. If my house is not better than my neighbor's, it worries me. If I am not driving the car that I expected to drive, it worries me. But 40 years of my life has passed. My hair has turned white. And still in my naseeb, there wasn't one sajda which I made with the love of Allah. Still in my naseeb, there wasn't 2 rakat salah, which from Allahu Akbar till salam, only my Allah was in front of me. And the greatest tragedy and the greatest travesty facing this ummah today is that the salah I made 10 years ago and the salah I'm making today is the same, and the concern and the worry for it is not even there. The perception for the loss is not even there. We have cut ourselves off from Allah. And we haven't realized what we lost even. Where are our youth? Where are our women folk? Where are the mothers of this ummah? Rabia Basriya Rahmatullah Alayha. From a point of view of womanhood, or the qualities by which a woman is judged, if those qualities, if she had to be judged by that same gradient, then no mention would ever have been made of her. A woman is judged based on four things. One, her wealth. The other, her family lineage. The third, her beauty. And the fourth, her fertility. What children she gave birth to. If she had to be judged on the basis of this, she would never get a mention in history. Lineage, she was a slave, a freed slave. She had no lineage. Wealth, what wealth can a slave possess? Beauty, she was Habshi, and she was not very pleasing to the eye. And fertility, she was barren, she couldn't have children. If she had to be judged on this basis, she would never get a mention, yet till today her name is taken with honor. Those were the women of this ummah. Each night she would come to her husband. Are you in need of me? He would say, I don't have need for you. Wudu on the musalla. And then it was Rabia and her Allah. And it was the musalla and her Allah. Ma min, Fuzail bin Ayaz rahmatullah used to say, Ma min laylatin yakhtalitu zalamuha illa nadal jaleelu jalla jalaluh. That not a single night comes where the darkness descends except that Allah calls out. Allah calls out, Man a'zamu minni juda. Who is there that is more generous than your Allah? Who is there that will come and take from Allah? Man a'zamu minni juda al-khala'iq li a'sun wa ana akla'uhum fi madaji'ihim ka'annahum lam ya'suni. Allah says, the creation are disobedient to me, yet I give them sleep in the dead of the night in such ease and comfort as if they didn't disobey me. أنا الكريم ومني الكرم أنا الجواد ومني الجود. Allah is calling out, I am the generous. I am the generous. All generosity is from me. Who is there that will take from Allah? Who is there that will knock the door of Allah in the dead of night? Who is there that will get up and cry in front of Allah? The night of Sahaba, كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا. Quran describes their nights. Such sweetness, such ecstasy Allah gave them. It was only them and Allah. من ذا الذي دعاني فلم ألبه من ذا الذي سالني فلم أعطه. Allah is calling out, who is there that called out to Allah and Allah didn't reply? Who is there that knocked the door of Allah and Allah didn't open that door for him? When a husband passed away, no lesser personality than Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi came with proposal for her. She says, I have four questions from behind the parda. She says, I have four questions before I can consider your proposal. He says, what are your questions? She says, on the day of judgment, the angel will announce, Fariqun fil Jannah wa Fariqun fil Sa'ir. One group in Jannah, one group in Jahannam. Which group will I be in? He says, I don't know. Second question. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهُ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَهُ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَهُ قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَهُ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. The book of deeds of some will come in the right hand. They will say, come, come, read my kitab. I believed about this day. I knew this day was coming. They will be in happiness. They will be in joy. The mercy of Allah will be opened up for them. Eat and drink and enjoy now for the difficulties that you endured in this dunya. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَهِ وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَهِ يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَهِ مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَهِ هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَهِ خذوه فغلوه ثم الجحيم صلوه ثم في سلسلة ذرعها 70 ذراعا فاسلكوه. And the book of deeds of some will come in the left hand. They will say, if only I had not been given this book of deeds. If only I had died and I was not resurrected again. Today my wealth has not helped me. My sultanate has not helped me. My kingdom has not helped me. خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ. Tie him up. Grab hold of him. Tie him up. Place a yoke around his neck and then throw him into Jahannam. She says, oh Hassan, on that day will my book of deeds come in my right hand or my left hand? He says, I don't know. Third question. The day when people will be crossing the Pul Sirat. وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. Allah says, every one of you will have to cross over Jahannam. This is a decree of Allah which must come to pass. She says, will I fall into Jahannam or will I be saved? He says, I don't know. Fourth question. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلْ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. Allah says, the scale of deeds will be placed. The scales of justice, whether good, whether evil, equivalent to a grain of mustard seed, it will be brought on that day. And Allah is sufficient for your hisab. She says, will my scale of good deeds be heavier or evil deeds be heavier? He says, I do not know. To all four questions, he said, I do not know. She said, I cannot accept your proposal. Mujhe iski tayari karna hai. I have to prepare for this. When the reality of Akhirat was there, those were the women of this ummah, that when the night came that she passed away, she lay down on her bed, read the kalima. Her slave girl, her khadima, sees her in a dream, that informed the neighbors that I have passed away, and let them bury me in the clothes that I am wearing now. Do not make an arm announcement. Quietly bury me and tomorrow inform the society that that bodge and weight and burden from this earth, the earth has been rid of it. Those were not burdens. We are burdens. We whose every day and night is in guna. We whose ears are ringing with music. We whose eyes are exposed to zina. We whose hearts are planning the disobedience of Allah, we are a burden. Those were not burdens. The same slave sees her in a dream. That when Munkar Nakir came to me, they asked me that, Ya Rabia, O Rabia, Mar Rabbuki, who is your Rabb? She says, what a question you are asking me. What a question you are asking me. 40 years. 40 years, day and night, I never forgot my Allah. What do you think? I'm going to go 4 feet into the ground and forget my Allah? When they heard this, they said, it's no use asking her any more questions. This is the type of death that we have to die. This is what we have to aspire for. These are the women of this ummah. To understand the very foundation, the very basis, the very bunyad of this ummah, we have to go back. Normally it's difficult to think back 5 or 10 years. But go back 5,000 years. 5,000 years. The black mountains of Makkah. The open arid desert of Makkah. Not the Makkah of today. The Makkah of 5,000 years ago. Burning sun bearing down. The rocks like coals of fire. One solitary woman, the princess of Egypt, Hajar alayhi salam, being abandoned and left alone with a suckling baby. One is the pain of separation from her husband. That pain is made even harder when the husband is Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam. And that pain of separation is made even harder when there is no home and no shelter and no water and no food. Biwadin ghayri dhi zar', a valley which Quran describes as having no vegetation whatsoever, barren, left alone. One question only, when the Qibla and the Rukh and the direction of the heart was Allah. Allahu amaraka bihada. Has my Allah ordered you to do this? Has my Allah ordered you to do this? With ishara, he nods in the affirmative. Idhan la yudhayyun Allah. Idhan la yudhayyun Allah. Then Allah will never cause us to perish. This is for my Allah. As the day got hotter and hotter, and the thirst grew greater and greater, and the pain of separation and desolation grew, the suckling baby grew weaker and weaker. What must have passed on the heart of that mother? There was nowhere to lie down. There was no shade. There was nowhere to put the child down. The ground was boiling hot. There was no water to give that child. Finally, in desperation, she leaves the child and she starts running. One mountain to the other mountain, up and down, up and down, up and down. Allah loves this qurbani. Allah loves this sacrifice so much that till Qiyamah the sunnah of Hajar is brought alive in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where they have to make sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Moments would come when she would look in the distance towards the starving baby in the last gasp of its life. And her heart would be overtaken with grief. That why did this have to happen to me? Why should this hardship I have to bear? Greater than her pain was the pain of her child in her heart. Then she would take consolation that this is from my Allah. And I am happy with what my Allah has decreed. Through this qurbani, this ummah is given zamzam. Those were mothers. That child's tarbiyat is made so that when Ibrahim alayhi salam in Sham, he sees the dream that he is slaughtering his son, 84 or 86 years of age, making dua, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh Allah, give me a pious child. Oh Allah, give me pious offspring. Oh Allah, give me a child. 84 to 86 years. Finally, that child is given. Then leave that child and leave your wife For the sake of Allah, the Bismillah, the foundation is being laid of the Ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The taller the structure, the higher the building, the stronger the foundation. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. This is an ummah that would have to strive in the path of Allah to its haqq. وَجَتَبَاكُمْ. Allah chose you for this. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجِ. A greater qurbani was not placed upon you which you could not bear. مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. This is the millat of your father, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Foundation of Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is being laid. An Ummat where mother will be separated from child, where father will be separated from wife for the sake of Allah. Husband and wife will be separated. Families would be separated. Women will become widows. Children will become orphans. Why? Because this ummat doesn't belong to the wife. Doesn't belong to the child. Ukhrijat linnas. Allah has taken you out. Allah has selected you. Allah has chosen you for hidayat. He undertakes the journey from Sham to Makkah Mukarramah. Imagine what must have been the joy of that 8-year-old child meeting its father for the first time. And what must have been the joy of that father who 86 years made dua for that child. Yet the first meeting, he's holding the child going towards Mina. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. He goes towards Mina and then he turns to Ismail alayhi salam. Ya Bunayya, O my beloved son, I have seen in a dream that I am slaughtering you. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. What do you have to say? This question was not asked because there was a question of choice that depending on your answer, I will decide whether I should carry out the command of Allah. This was Khalilullah. This was Ibrahim alayhi salam. Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal ard hanifa wama ana min al-mushrikeen. I have turned my whole zat, my whole being to that Allah who has created the heavens and the earth hanifa, cutting myself off from everything else. Allah has to become the Qibla. Allah has to become the Rukh. Allah has to become the direction. Allah has to become the day. Allah has to become the night. Man ahabba lillah wa abghadha lillah wa aata lillah wa mana'a lillah faqad istakmala al-iman. He who loves for Allah, hates for Allah, gives for Allah, withholds for Allah, his iman is kamil. This is kamal iman. When this ummat was on its maqsad, when this ummat was on its direction, when this ummat's day was for Allah, night was for Allah, when this ummat kamil was on Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then its salah was salah, its zakat was zakat, its hajj was hajj. Ala bin Hadrami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, striving in the path of Allah, the sea in front of him, 2 rakat salah, raises up his hands, نَحْنُ مَوَالِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. We are the servants of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, striving in the path of Allah. Ya Alimu, Ya Halimu, Ya Hakimu, Ya Azimu, calling out to Allah, O the forbearant Allah, O the tolerant Allah, O the mighty Allah, O the wise Allah. Nothing stood in front of this ummah when it was on its maqsad, when its day was for Allah, when its night was for Allah. Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah. Allah has bought your life. Allah has bought your wealth in return for Jannat. This ayat is read in the majlis of Abdul Wahid bin Zaid. A 15-year-old youngster stands up and he says, "Oh Abdul Wahid, inni ushiduka anni qad bi'tu nafsi wa mali bi anna li al-jannah. Oh Abdul Wahid, I am making you a witness. I have accepted this offer from Allah. My wealth and my life belongs to Allah in return for Jannat." Abdul Wahid says, "Inna hadd as-sayfi ashadda min dhalik wa anta sabiyun wa inni akhafu alayka alla tasbir wa ta'jiz anzal bay'." The tip of the sword is sharper. Realize the reality of what you are saying. It is easy to say I belong to Allah. It is easy to say I have handed myself over to Allah. But the reality is sharper than that. I fear that you are just a child. You will not be able to fulfill the dictates of what you are saying. He says, "Oh Abdul Wahid, I say to you my life and wealth for Allah in return for Jannah, then you doubt me?" It was Monday. The Jamaat was moving towards Rome. The youngster was first there. His day is in fasting, making khidmat of his satis, his night in salah. One day the companions of Abdul Wahid come and they say, "Tawaswas al ghulam, something has happened to the youngster. Something has happened to the youngster. He's uttering strange things." So Abdul Wahid calls him. On his tongue are the words, "Wa shawqahu ila al-ayna al-mardiyya. Wa shawqahu ila al-ayna al-mardiyya." I cannot contain my shock and my desire for ayna al-mardiyya. Abdul Wahid asks him, "Wa ma hadhihi al-ayna al-mardiyya? What is this ayna al-mardiyya?" He says, "Inni ghafawtu ghafwa, aynimtu nawma. فرأيت كأنه آتاني آت فقال اذهب بك إلى العيناء المرضية فهجم بي على روضة فيها نهر من ماء غير آس فإذا على شط النهر جوار عليهن من الحلي والحلل ما لا أصفه فلما رأينني استبشرن وقلنا هذه زوجة العيناء المرضية قد قدم." He says, "I dozed off and I saw some people, they came to me and they said, 'Come with us. We are taking you to Ainai Mardiya.' They brought me to a beautiful garden. In the center of this garden was a stream of water, pure flowing. On the banks of the stream were women of indescribable beauty. When they saw me, they got so happy. They said, 'The husband of Ainai Mardiya has come.' I greeted them with salam and I asked them, 'Afi kunna al-aynaul mardiya? Is aynai mardiya amongst you?' They said, 'La, la, nahnu khadamun laha wa imauha.' 'No, no, 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 no. We are just her servants. Go ahead, go ahead.' Then they took me to another garden. In this garden was a stream of pure milk. On the banks of the stream were women who Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described. He said, if her fingernail had to come into this earth, then like how when the sun rises, the stars become invisible. The light of the sun is too intense. If her fingernail had to come into this earth, the sun will become invisible. If she had to spit into the oceans of the world, the waters of the oceans of the world will become sweet. If she had to wave her scarf, the entire universe will become fragrant. If she had to speak, a dead man would come alive." He says, "I saw women like this. They became happy and said, 'The husband of Ainai Mardiya has come.' I greeted them with salam and I asked them, 'Is Ainai Mardiya amongst you?' They said, 'No, no, go ahead, go ahead. We are only her slaves.' They took me to another garden. In it was a river of pure wine. On the banks of this river were women. Ansani man khallaft. I looked at them. They were so beautiful. I forgot everything before them. I asked them, 'Is Ainai Mardiya amongst you?' My anticipation was now too great. They said, no. We are only your servants. Go ahead. He says, then they took me to another garden in which was a stream of pure honey. On the banks of this river were women. Uftutintu min husnihinna wa jamalihin. I became entranced and infatuated by their beauty. I greeted them and I said, is Aina'i Mardiya amongst you? They said, no, we are only her slaves and her servants. Go ahead. He says, فَرُفِعَتْ لِي دُرَّةٌ مِّنْ خَيْمَةٌ مِّنْ دُرَّةٍ جَوْفَى. All of a sudden, a huge tent made out of pearl rose up in front of me. At the door of the tent was a woman whose beauty surpassed everything before this. When she saw me, she turned around, looked into the tent and said, أَيَّتُهَا الْعَيْنَاءُ الْمَرْضِيَّةُ هَذَا بَعْلُكَ قَدْ خَدِمْ. O عَيْنَاءِ مَرْضِيَّةُ, your husband has come. He says, I came to the tent and I looked inside. فَإِذَا هِيَ عَلَىٰ سَرِيرِهَا قَاعِدَةُ وَسَرِيرُهَا مُكَلَّلٌ بِالدُّرِّ وَالْيَاقُوتِ. There she was, sitting resplendent on her bed. Her bed was studded with sapphires and emeralds. فَذَهَبْتُ لِعَتَنِقَهَا. I couldn't contain myself. I ran to embrace her. She said, Mahlan. Wait, the time hasn't yet come. فَإِنَّ فِيكَ رُوحُ الْحَيَاةِ. The ruh, the soul of life is still in you. وَأَنْتَ تُفْتِرُ اللَّيْلَةَ عِنْدَنَا إِنْشَاءَاللَّهِ. But your iftar of today's roza will be with us, inshallah. He says, then my eyes opened and la sabr li anha. Oh Abdul Wahid, I have no more sabr. I have no more sabr. When the yaqeen of this ummah was made on akhirat, when this ummah aspired for akhirat, when Allah's azmat was in the heart, then the salah of this ummah was salah. Abu Rayhana radiyallahu ta'ala anhu returns from the path of Allah after a long time. His wife waiting for him beautifies herself. He comes into the home. May I make 2 rakat salah? She says, go ahead. He says, Allahu Akbar. She's sitting, long separation, beautified herself, waiting for him. He starts 2 rakat salah and the next thing is the azan for fajr. When the azan goes, he makes salam, ready to leave for the masjid. Ya Aba Rayhana, ghazawt wa rajat wa ta'ibt, amalana minka naseeb. This was salah. Abu Mi'laq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This was salah. He was a trader, businessman. He's going somewhere on business. A thief attacks him. I'm going to kill you. He says, let me make 2 rakat salah. Today, the ummah is in peril. The ummah is in danger. No peace, no rahat from any direction. Yet where is the heart of the ummah going? Send the wealth overseas. Over open investment accounts, migrate. They ran somewhere else before and said it's a land of opportunity. Now they want to run from their back. Why? Because they are targets. Migrate, go away. Protection is in these things. As if the Allah that is there is not the Allah that is here. When this heart will turn away from Allah, Allah's qasam, there will be no peace, no chain, no contentment in this dunya. Peril will be from every direction. His life is in danger. First thing, let me make 2 rakat salah. 2 rakat salah, raises up his hand. Ya Wadud, Ya Dhal Arshil Majid, Ya Fa'alan Lima Yureed, أسألك بعزتك التي لا ترام، وبملكك الذي لا يضام، وبنورك الذي ملأ أركان عرشك، أن تكفيني شر هذا اللص. يا مغيث أغثني، يا مغيث أغثني، يا مغيث أغثني. They called. Their hearts were linked to Allah. They called. The system of this dunya changed according to their dictates. Why this ummat was on its maqsad? O my beloved Allah, O the owner of the glorious arsh, O the one who does as he pleases, I ask you, through your izzat and through your honor, which will never perish, and by your kingdom, which will never come to an end, and by your noor, which lights up the pillars of your arsh, protect me from this thief. Oh helper, help me. Oh helper, help me. Oh helper, help me. Amma yujibul muttarra idha da'a. Who is there that will help the one in need when he calls out to him? Suddenly a horseman is in front of him with a long spear in his hand. He strikes down the thief, killing him. Abu Mi'alak radiyallahu ta'ala who turns to the horseman. Who are you? Inni malakum min ahli samai rabi'a. I am an angel of Allah from the fourth heaven. When you called out, sami'tu li abwabi samai qa'qa'a. First time you called out, we heard a knocking on the door of the heavens. Second time you called out, سَمِعْتُ لِأَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ ضَجَّةِ. There was a thunderous explosion in the heavens. Third time you called out, قِيلَ دُعَاءٌ مَكْرُوبٌ. We realized the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in trouble. I took permission from Allah. Allah accepted my request and I was honored to be sent to protect you. Then he said, give glad tidings to the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any one of them who will call out to Allah as you have called out to Allah, Allah will solve their problems. Allah is waiting. When will we learn to take from Allah? O Abu Rayhana, ghazawt wa rajat wa ta'ibt, amalana minka naseeb. She says, O Abu Rayhana, you went in the path of Allah. You strove for a long time. Now you have returned. I am your wife. I missed you. I was separated from you. Don't I also have a right over you? He says, yes, you have a right. But when I said, Allahu Akbar, Jannat and Jahannam was in front of me. I was not aware of you. She says, O Abu Rayhana, I was sitting right next to you. How could you not be aware of me? That was the salah of the ummat. When the qibla, when the rukh, when the direction of this heart was Allah. When they understood my life belongs to Allah, my wealth belongs to Allah. Then the homes of this ummat were homes. The mothers of this ummat were mothers. Today, the mothers of this ummat have become barren. They have become infertile. They have no children. Literally, there are children in the homes. But these are not those children who please Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are not those offspring for whom the nizam and system of this world will change. These are not those offspring which drew the angels of the heavens down to this earth. These are not those offspring upon whom Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were happy. These are those offspring who are murderers. These are those offspring who engage in haram, whose ears are full of music, whose dressing invites the wrath of Allah. whose lives are filled with behayai and shamelessness and immodesty. To whom are we going to complain? In which direction are we going to turn? The mothers of this ummah have no longer remained mothers. The fathers of this ummah have no longer remained fathers. The children of this ummah have no longer remained children. Where is the zamana and where is that period when the mothers were mothers? Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of Abu Bakr, the son of Asma, who was the daughter of Abu Bakr. The mother is 95 years of age. 95 years of age. Hajjaj bin Yusuf had surrounded him with his army. The army was 3,000 strong. Abdullah bin Zubair only had 18 people with him. The offer of Sulah was given, that if you want, we will sign a truce. He comes to his mother to make mashwara. Youngster, the mother is 95 years of age and blind. He says, "Oh my mother, the offer of truce has come." This mother looks towards her child and she says, "In kunta kharajta li ihya'i kitabillah famut 'ala al-haq wa in kunta kharajta li ghayri dhalik fala khayra fika hayy wa la mayyita." Oh my son, if you are striving so that Allah's deen comes alive on this earth and the truth of Allah's deen is preserved, then my son, die for what you are striving for. Your death will not worry me. Your death will be a source of pride to me. And oh my son, if you are motivated by this dunya and the desire of victory and the desire of conquest and the desire of lands, then my son, there is no good in you. Whether you are dead or alive, it makes no difference to me. These were mothers who understood their role when this ummah was on its maqsad. The lap of such mothers produced those who would strive for hidayat. Those whose day was the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose night was the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who understood their maqsad and their object. My entire life I never even dreamt of this dunya. I never aspired for this dunya. How can I ever raise the sword for this dunya? She says, "If that is the case, my son, then come and embrace me and now go and give your life in the path of Allah." She calls her son closer. And as she is hugging her son, she feels the armor that he is wearing. She says, "Oh my son, what is this?" He says, "Mother, this is an armor, a shield. My son, why are you wearing this?" He says, "Oh my mother, when my life is given in the path of Allah, I fear that the enemies will cut my body up into pieces." 95 years of age, the last meeting with her son, and this woman utters those words which in Arabic literature have become a statement of eloquence. Ash-shatul madhbuhatu la yulimu hasala. She says, "Oh my son, when the sheep of Qurbani is slaughtered, when it is being skinned and its body is cut up, it doesn't feel the pain. It is already dead." And with her own hands, she removes the armor from the body of her son. 18 against 3,000. From morning till evening, they are unable to overpower them. Finally, the enemy stands on the mountain of Abu Qubais and starts throwing rocks down. One huge rock comes and strikes the head of Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of Rasulullah, of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who has a little baby, that same Mubarak head which Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would kiss and cuddle also. When the head is struck with the rock, The blood starts pouring till the blood reaches right till the feet. He utters those words, the crux of which is, we are not those, we are not those whose blood from the back will cause their heels to be made wet, referring to those who run away. We are those who will balm our hands with the blood from our chests. In other words, we are those who will embrace death in the path of Allah. The blow of the rock is so great that he falls to the ground until one of the enemies jumps upon him and is about to cut off his head. At that time he says, أَسْمَاءٌ إِن قُتِلْتُ لَا تُبْكِينِي لَمْ يَبْقَ إِلَّا حَسْبِي وَدِينِي. He says, O Asma, O my mother, when the message comes to you that your son has been slain in the path of Allah, then do not cry. Do not shed tears. Take pride, because right till the end I protected my deen and I protected my hasab. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَحْيَا أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. This ummah understood its maqsad. The foundation of this ummah was laid on qurbani. Husband separated from wife. Father separated from child. Ismail alayhi salam is asked, Fandur mada tara, O my son, Allah has shown me slaughtering you. What is your opinion? Look at the reply. Ya abatif alma tumar. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi, has commented on this verse of the Quran. Allah give us the understanding. This word, Ya Abati, we can understand it by way of an example. The father comes to the child and says, my son, I'm going to send you to school. This child doesn't want to go. I'm going to send you to school. So the son says, oh my father, all right, I'm going to go. He doesn't like it, but he knows he's got no choice. So he says, oh my father, I'm going to go. You haven't given me a choice, so what can I do? On the other hand, the father brings the toy that the son had wanted all the time. And says, oh my son, I'm going to give you this toy. He says, Papa, Papa, please give it to me. What? The first sentence shows displeasure. The second sentence so shows joy. The Arabic language is not a crippled language like English, where the same expression is used for both. Ya Abati, O my beloved father, what choice are you talking about? I was waiting for this. I was waiting for this. You are going to slaughter me for Allah. I'm going to go back to my Allah. Allama Ibn Qudama Hanbali rahmatullah alayhi mentions a riwayat which supports this tafsir of Imam Shafi'i, where he says, Ismail alayhi salam says to Ibrahim alayhi salam, why are you asking me? If you take my life, I will go back to my Allah. My Allah is better than you. If you take my life, I'm going to leave this dunya and go to akhirat. Akhirat is better than this dunya. Then Ismail alayhi salam says to his father, that, oh my father, he takes off his kurta. This child's tarbiyat, 8 years of age, this child's tarbiyat was made by the mother. He didn't see his father for those 8 years. That was a time when women understood their purpose. The women of the ummah today are looking to the west. The women of the ummah today have become commodity and property that is chucked in the bazaars. The women of today have been stripped of the crown of modesty and shame which Allah anointed them with. Anything of value is concealed. The jewelry is concealed. The pearl in the oyster, in the depth of the ocean. The fruit, the peel around it, concealing it. The peel is chucked out. But the fruit inside is preserved. What respect and honor is there when that precious woman becomes a commodity? That was when women understood their role. Such tarbiyat. He takes off his kurta and he says, "Oh my father, my mother doesn't have anything of mine to remember me with. If you are going to slaughter me while wearing this kurta, my kurta will be filled with blood and this will hurt my mother. Take this kurta of mine and give it to her in this form, so that in the future whenever she will think of me, she will have something that belonged to me to console herself with." Then he says, "Oh my father, tie my hands and my feet so that it is possible when you are passing the knife over my neck that I will kick out and this will hurt you and make it more difficult for you to carry out the command of Allah." فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ And he says, "Oh my father, put my forehead on the ground. Face my eyes to the ground so that I do not have to look into your face and make this task more difficult for you." Like a sheep is tied at the time of Qurbani, the hands and feet of this child who for 84 to 86 years he made dua for, he has to tie it. This is no ordinary ummah. The bismillah of the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being made. Millata abikum Ibrahim. This child is placed on the ground. Ismail alayhi salam grabs hold of the hair of his son to lift his head up so that he can slaughter and sever the neck from the body. In doing this, he turns to Allah. "Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, if this order of yours is because sometimes my heart turned away from you towards Ismail and you are angry with me, then oh my Allah, let this sacrifice cause your anger to be cooled. And oh my Allah, if this order of yours is to test me, that everything of mine belongs to you and I am prepared to sacrifice it for you, then oh my Allah, accept this sacrifice from me." It is said the angels of the heaven cried out when they heard these heart-rending words of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who then lifted up the knife and started passing it over the neck of his only child. And Allah called out, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا O Ibrahim, you have succeeded. O Ibrahim, you have succeeded. You have shown your love for Allah. Where everything was given for Allah. The life of this ummah belongs to Allah. The wealth of this ummah belongs to Allah. In Uhud, when the near and the beloved of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was slaughtered, his beloved uncle, his body ripped open, Allah Ta'ala sends down the verses of the Quran. Two riwayats. One, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, "Mali araka munkasiran, O Jabir, why are you so sad? He says, O Nabi of Allah, my father was made shaheed in Uhud. He gave his life in the path of Allah. And he has left behind much debts. And he has left behind a huge family. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, Ala ubashiruka bima fa'ala Allahu bi abik, bima laqi Allahu bihi abak. That, O Jamir, should I not tell you how Allah met your father? How the mulaqat of your father took place with Allah? He says, tell me, O Nabi of Allah, bala, tell me. Ma kallama Allahu ahad illa min wara'i hijab. Allah has never spoken to anyone except behind a hijab. Fahya abaka fakallamahu kifahan. But Allah brought your father to life and spoke to him directly without hijab. And Allah said to him, Ya abdi tamanna alayya. O my slave, tell me what you want. I am ready to give you anything. Anything. Allah says, my treasures are open for you. You gave my your life for my deen. My treasures are open for you. Hazrat ji, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say that this opportunity of striving and sacrificing for the deen of Allah, the hardships and rigors and difficulty of the path of Allah, going from town to town, city to city, locality to locality, person to person, to link one person to Allah, recognize your Allah, your life for Allah, your wealth for Allah, your living for Allah, your dying for Allah, everything for Allah, come back to your Allah, come back to the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, this sweetness and this ni'mat and bounty from Allah, others who are deprived, what is wrong with these people? Are they pagal? Are they mad? Don't they realize their financial responsibilities? He's a millionaire driving around in a Mercedes Benz. What is wrong with him in the jungles of Africa? Bitten by mosquitoes, getting malaria, getting sick, separated from his wife, separated from his children. Has he gone mad? لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم. The one sitting at home and the one striving in the path of Allah. The day of Eid has come. Ramadan has come. Just to digress a little bit. By Ramadan has come. The month of Badr, when Sahaba strove in Badr. The month of Fateh Makkah, when Sahaba strove towards Makkah. That month has come. How have you prepared? The Ummah is in a plight. This Ummah is in Pareshani. Ramadan has come. The month of Qurbani, the month when Sahaba in Badr made Yomul Furqan, when they took the decision from Allah for Hidayat. How have you prepared? My, I've made preparations for Ramadan. What preparations? My freezer is full with samosas and bhajiyas for iftar. I've sorted my timings out in work, at work, so that I can sleep a little bit in the afternoon. And I made arrangement with the mutawallis of my masjid to delay asr, so that I can get that sleep. And asr and maghrib, there's not much time left. I prepared for Ramadan. And at night, Quran, Taraweeh, Quran will be read. How can I go in the path of Allah? Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say, Quran mutaharrik shay hai. Quran was revealed through harkat, through the rigors and hardship and qurbani of sahaba in the path of Allah. Quran came down. Some in Badr, some in Uhud, some in Fateh Makkah, some in Hudaybiyah, some on Hijrat. As they strove, as they sacrificed for Hidayat, so that insaniyat, mankind could be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat, and one person could be introduced to Allah. And so that the legacy of rahmat and mercy of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could be brought alive. Quran came down on their qurbani. Quran came down on harkat. Hum ek sakin jagah mein baithkar ek mutaharrik shay ko zinda karna chahte hai. Ye ho hi nahi sakta. We want to sit still in one place and bring alive the reality of something that was revealed through harkat and movement. It can never ever happen. Ala wa inna rahal islami daira faduru ma'al kitabi haythu dar. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, listen, Islam is on the move. The winds of hidayat are blowing. The ummah is in harkat. Take the Quran, take the kitab of Allah and move with it. Ramadan is not a month when the ummah sat. Ramadan is a month when the ummah through its qurbani and sacrifice took decisions of hidayat from Allah. The whole tartib has changed. The whole sequence has changed. The whole understanding has changed. Hazrat ji rahmatullah ali used to say that this, coming back to what we were mentioning, Ramadan has come, Eid has come, the children of one house are happy, my father is here, my mother is here, Eid day has come, we are happy, the children of the neighbor's house are sad, they are crying, they are feeling the desolation and the pain of separation from their father. Where is your father? My father is in Africa. My father is in Argentina. My father is in Brazil. My father is in the path of Allah, going masjid to masjid, town to town, calling to Allah. He is not here with us in Eid. This Eid, the saya and the shadow of my father, I will be deprived from. My respected brothers, is Allah going to make the tears of that child go to waste? Is Allah not going to make qadr of the tears and pain and sadness of that family who are bringing alive the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the sunnah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the sunnah of Sahaba, 124,000 on the plains of Arafat. More than 110,000 died in the path of Allah, away from Makkah and Medina. This is not an ummah that sat. The one striving in the path of Allah and the one sitting at home can never ever be equal. Allah's qasam, they will never be equal. فضل الله المجاهدين بأموالهم وأنفسهم على القاعدين درجة. Allah has given fazilat, Allah has given virtue over the one striving in the path of Allah, to the one striving in the path of Allah, over the one sitting at home. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoles Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Allah addressed your father directly and said, oh my slave, ask me whatever you want. What did he ask? What did he ask? Hazrat ji rahmatullah alayhi used to say that this difficulty of striving in the path of Allah is such a ni'mat, that this is the one ni'mat that the jannati will ask Allah for. He will see the rivers of jannat, the streams of jannat, the hoors of jannat, the palaces of jannat. But what will he ask Allah for? Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, give me life again. Send me back to this dunya so that this life also I can get accepted in your path. He says this ni'mat is the one ni'mat that jannati will ask Allah for. But this ni'mat Allah will not give the jannati. This ni'mat can only be experienced in this dunya. So, قَدْ سَبَقَ مِنِّي أَنَّهُمْ لَا يُرْجَعُونَ. Allah said to your father, O Abdullah, my decree has already passed that this I cannot give you. Once they have passed away from this dunya, they will not be sent back to this dunya. So then he said, "Oh my Allah, abligh mi warai, those who are behind, those who have not experienced the sweetness of giving their life in your path, tell them what they are missing, tell them how you have honored us, tell them how you have showered your mercy upon us." Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses his sahaba that when your brothers in Uhud were called back to Allah, Allah ta'ala put their souls fi ajwafi tayrin khudrin taridu anhar al jannah ta'kulu min thimariha wa ta'wi ila qanadil min dhahab mu'allaqatin fi dhillil arsh. Allah put their souls into birds, the birds of Jannat that were flying freely in Jannat, eating of the fruit of Jannat, drinking of the waters of Jannat. They had nests of gold which were underneath the shade of the Arsh of Allah. فَلَمَّا وَجَدُوا طِيبَ مَأْكَلِهِمْ وَمَشْرَبِهِمْ. When they experienced this sweetness, their whole lives were given for the ummah. So they said, oh Allah, tell our brothers how you have blessed us. So Allah Ta'ala said, Uballighuhum ankum, I will inform them on your behalf. Jibreel is sent. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَحْيَ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Do not think that those who have given their lives in Allah's path are dead. Allah says they are alive. We are sustaining them. They are happy with what we have given them. And they are waiting. They are waiting, giving glad tidings to their brothers who have not yet come, that they will have no fear, nor will they grieve. Abdul Wahid bin Zayd wakes up and he says, the youngster wakes up and he says, oh Abdul Wahid, la sabr ali anha. I have no more sabr. I have no more sabr. Ainai mardiya is waiting for me. And he gives his life in the path of Allah. Abdul Wahid says, when I passed by his body, I saw him smiling till the ruh left his body. One alim says, when I gave this waqia and incident and bayan, one youngster stood up and said, tell me, Moli Saab, is there only one Aina-i Mardiya? Is there only one Aina-i Mardiya? Or are there many Aina-i Mardiya? He said, why are you asking? He says, that if there is only one, then I've got no chance. But if there are many, then write my name down now. I am ready to go 4 months cash in the path of Allah. So he said, don't worry, there are many. There are many. Allah's treasures are limitless. This ummah was sent to make its day the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Its night the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Its life the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our maqsad, our goal, like Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam's day and night in Arafat, 5 hours. How long can we make dua for? 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 50 minutes, 5 hours. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam not making dua for his wife, not wives, not for Fatima, not for Zainab, not for Umm Kulthum, not for Ruqayya, not for Hassan Hussein. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati, Ya Rabbi ummati ummati, Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Oh Allah, my ummat, Oh Allah, my ummat, the oppressor of the ummat, the sinner of the ummat, the disbeliever of the ummat. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. Ya Allah, guide them. Ya Allah, give them jannat. Everything was given for this humanity. Everything was given for this ummat. He left behind this legacy of mercy. Allah's qasam, we are not doctors, we are not lawyers, we are not engineers, we are not those who take fakhr and pride over dunya. This dunya was brought to the feet of this ummat. This is that ummat that rose up, went town to town, city to city, alley to alley, gully to gully, person to person, calling one person to Jannat, calling one person to the greatness of Allah, to the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our elders are saying, Muslim homes, Muslim towns, Muslim countries, Muslim localities, and the hearts are empty of the cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aaj ummat maqsad e nubuwat se khali ho chuki. Today the ummat has lost the maqsad, the cry and the object of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have made zulm on ourselves, zulm on our families, zulm on insaniyat. This is the ummat of masjid. This is the ummat whose mother's laps were the seeds of hidayat for humanity. This is that ummat whose homes were alive with qala Allah and qala Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This rope is being given to us. This chance is being given to us. May Allah fill the qabr of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi with noor, that Allah used him to revive this. Ye qarne ula ka johar hai. This is the pearl, the jewel of the first century. Stand up, my respected brothers. Naqad, cash, to earn our Allah, to earn our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a way that he is happy with us on the day of judgment. Stand up and give our names. Four months to go, cash in the path of Allah. Come, my respected brothers.
Stand up, my dear brothers. Who's ready for 4 months, mashallah? Allah kubul, mashallah. Young and old, mashallah. Even the old workers also, 4 months every year. 4 months in the pedal jamaat. 4 months India, Pakistan, Bangladesh.
Mashallah. Stand up, mashallah. There's nothing to fear.
Stand up, dear brothers.
Jannat is the goal. This dunya is nothing for this ummah.
Stand up, my dear brothers.
The clock is ticking by. The clock is ticking.
Young and old, mashallah.
Let us come out of our deception.
Young and old, mashallah.
We belong to Allah. This life is Allah's. This wealth is Allah's. More brothers, stand up, mashallah. We should not be sitting. How long are we going to continue to make zulm?
Come,
how long are we going to continue this thirsty, to deprive this thirsty insaniyat of the road to Jannat?
Stand up, my dear brother.
Allah has given us a zimedari. Allah has given us a responsibility. This is an amanat. This is a trust.
Mashallah.
Let us not usurp this trust.
From all sides,
we are the messengers of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Come, my dear brothers. The brothers from the townships, the brothers from the locations, the brothers from the cities, the brothers from the towns, from the masjids, from all over, mashallah. Stand up, my dear brothers. Young and old, mashallah. Come, my dear brothers. Let us present ourselves to Allah. Let us present ourselves to Allah. Come, my dear brothers. Our standing up is a proof that we are presenting ourselves to Allah. Stand up, my dear brothers. Kare ho ja bhai dosto, mashallah. Stand up, my dear brothers. Allah wants to see the jazbat in our hearts.
Keep standing. No one leave the gathering. Please don't disrupt the tashkil. Don't disrupt the tashkil. We are appealing to you. Allah reward you for your sabr. Please turn our hearts to Allah. Knock the door of tawbah. Too much this ummah has suffered.
Come by dear brothers, mashallah.
Let us realize, put the brakes on now, bhai. Make sulah with Allah. Understand our maqsad.
Come by dear brothers. We have heard many bayans in the past. Tonight, let us make a decision, my dear brothers. Rahmat of Allah is coming down. Maulana has explained to us in detail, my dear brothers. Let us make a decision that now it has gone too far. Too many times I've made niyat, but this time, inshallah, inshallah, I'm standing up for the sake of Allah. Stand up, my dear brothers, mashallah. Come, my dear brothers. Let us make a niyat in our heart of hearts. Allah is looking at that whisper in our heart. That whisper that has come into our heart. Do not, my dear brothers, turn around, turn our backs on that whisper. Come, dear brothers. That amanat has come into our hearts. Allah Ta'ala has put that thought into our heart that we should go in the path of Allah now. Come, dear brothers, let us stand up for this. Come, dear brothers, stand up, mashallah. Stand up, my dear brothers. More and more brothers to stand up, mashallah. Come, dear brothers. Let us show truthness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us show the truthfulness to Allah ta'ala that we are prepared to help the deen of Allah. In tansurullah yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. Let us take this ni'mat and let us take this promise from Allah. Stand up, dear brothers, mashallah.
For the latest in Islamic computer software, Islamic audio CDs and cassettes for your hi-fi or car, contact Par Excellence at 011-830097. That's 011-830097. Par Excellence is a premier producer of Islamic software, CDs and audio tapes. They are produced to the highest standards, thereby assuring premium digital sound quality. So call Par Excellence in Johannesburg at 011-830097. It is the duty of every Muslim to read and understand the Holy Quran. Par excellence, South Africa's premier producer of Islamic CD-ROMs, audio CDs and cassettes have just launched the complete Quran with English translation.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. It comes packaged in a beautiful presentation box of 40 cassettes. Each cassette is clearly marked as to the beginning and end verse of each track. To ensure the best sound quality, the cassettes are recorded using the latest digital recording technology. To get your copy, call Par Excellence in Johannesburg, 011-83-00-97.
And there is none like unto him.